Good afternoon, everyone. I have the distinct honor of speaking with young people, so I'm going to step down here a little bit. We're going to do a little interactive sermonette. So right now, Mrs. J is passing out two cards. One card is green and has the word yes on it. The other one is blue and has the word no on it. So I'm going to start out this message, which is about God and you. Okay? And as I ask these questions, I don't want you to yell your answers out. I want you to hold up the appropriate card nice and high. So everyone behind you will be able to see. The green card means yes, and the blue card means no. Okay? So let's just practice real quick. Let's hold up the yes card. Very nice. Got a couple over here too. Okay? Now the no card. Very good. We need to turn yours around. Oh, the audience will read yours. That's okay. All right, good job. So let's get started with the very first question. Did God make the universe? Answers? Very good. Resounding yeses. Yeah, he did, right? He's the designer and the creator of the earth, the sky, the oceans, right? Next question. Did God create us, people? Very good. Another resounding yes. Next question. Can you see God? Oh, yeah, right. Oh, okay, interesting. I'd like to hear your result for why you're yes.
The Bible.
Okay, we see his works, right? We'll get into that. But yeah, actually the correct answer is no, we can't physically see God. We can sense his presence, and we know he's there, but we can't physically see him. Okay? Can we talk to God? Can we talk to God? Yes, we can, can't we? We do that, we call it prayer, right? Will God do things for us? Okay, a lot of yeses, which is correct, but actually, both answers are correct, because sometimes he won't. Good job, good job. Because sometimes he won't, because he wants us to do things to see how we react and how we do things, right? God wants us to kind of stand on our own. But he wants to see how we follow him and wants to teach us lessons. So sometimes he won't give us things just for that reason. Okay. Next question. Can we show God we love him? Yes, we can, right? We're going to talk a lot about that. We show him by obeying his laws, right? Caring for others, serving for others, right? And trying to be like God, which is what he wants us to strive to do in our lives, right? So having a relationship with God is just like our families, okay? Just like we have a relationship with our parents and with our siblings, our brothers and sisters, our friends and so forth, right? We have to show them ways that we love them. We do that, what? By spending time with them, talking to them often, right? And we do things for them and with them, spending time with them. It's important that we show God we love him too, right? Because he is, we are family, right? So some of the ways we do that, for one, we sing to God. Yeah, good answer. We sing to God like a church, like we just did, right? We praise him, praise his name. And we serve and care for other people, showing that we love other people like he instructed us to do, right? The third thing is we spend time with God, just like we do with our families, right? We go on outings and so forth with our family. We sit and we talk with them. We need to do the same thing with God. So I'll talk more on that in just a few more minutes. Having a relationship with God is important for all of us, and even young people. In fact, it's ideal for you to start working on a relationship with God when you're young. Even though we can't see God, we can still have a relationship with him, right? God and his son Jesus Christ really love children. They love children very much, and they want you all to grow up happy and healthy. In the Bible, in Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 10 and verse 13, some parents were taking their children up to see Christ because they wanted Christ to bless the children. And the disciples stopped the parents and said, no, don't bother Christ with the kids. Christ saw what was happening and got angry about that. And here's what Christ said. He says, let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. So interesting point here is that God wants even us adults to be like children in how we look to God and how we have faith in God and rely on Him as our Father. So that's a good example of why He loves children. He loves all people. So three things that I want you to try to remember that we're going to go over here in the next few minutes that you can do as young people to help you build a relationship with God the Father. Okay? Three main things I want you to remember. The first one is, think about God every day. Okay? He's the creator of everything. And it's because of Him that we have so many great things. This weekend we're celebrating July 4th weekend, the Independence Day of the United States of America. God has really blessed this nation, and it's a huge blessing to live in this country. Yes, it is. Very good. So we got to give God credit for that. Every time we see something beautiful like lakes and mountains, or even more beautiful, your mother, your grandmother, we should thank God for that beauty. It's because of Him that we see beautiful things. The second point to remember is to talk to God every day. Remember a few minutes ago we talked about prayer. That's how we talk to God. We ask Him for things we want. We ask Him for protection. I'll tell you a little story. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, I wanted a watch really, really bad, wristwatch. And I'd wanted it for a long time. And finally I went to my dad and I asked my dad, I said, Dad, I would really like to have a wristwatch. He said, well, son, when you want things, you should get on your knees and pray and ask God for them. I thought that was kind of funny. It's just a simple wristwatch. So I said, okay. So I did. I prayed to God and asked for a wristwatch. One day, about a week or two later, I was walking through a schoolyard, and I just happened to be looking down like this, and I saw something shiny in the grass. I reached down and picked it up, and it was a watch. It was a Timex watch. It was in really good shape. Now, it didn't have a band or anything on it, but it was a watch. I was really impressed. I ran home and I told my dad, look, Dad, God answered my prayers. He gave me a watch. So he took me down and bought me a band for it. And I wore that watch for a long time. That sticks in my mind because that was God proving to me that He was with me and He was working with me. And I could ask Him for things and He would give me things. Okay? So He wants to give us things, but remember that He doesn't always give us what we want when we want. I was blessed because I got the watch. But you may ask for something for a long time and not get it. That's because God is the ultimate being and He's doing things on His time. Okay. The third thing to remember to do every day, read about God, especially in the Bible. If you can't read or it's difficult for you, then ask your parents or your siblings to read something from the Bible to you every day to help you learn about God. The Bible is the lesson book for life. And it points us in the right direction, always keeps us on track, and helps us to learn about God. Okay? As you grow older in life, time is going to become more of a problem. As you get busier and busier, you'll find it more difficult to find time to think about God, to talk to God, and to read about God. Right? So if you develop these habits now as young people, you draw closer to God now. As you grow older, that will already be a habit. You'll already have that established. Okay? Practicing these things will help you. And as you grow closer to God, God will bless your life as you grow older. Okay? God will always be there for you. But only if you want Him to be there. You have to ask Him to be there. Okay? We must ask Him to help us. We must ask Him to protect us. He is the ultimate being, and He can do anything you can imagine. All right? But He will choose when and how He answers your prayers. But you always have to believe and have faith that He truly loves you and He wants the very best for you, okay? So, one more question. Can you be close to God? Got your cards? Right. That's the right answer, but it's also a no answer would be correct too, right? If we don't spend time with God, then we can't be close to God. Is that right? But we can't always feel Him. We don't always know that He's physically there, but we know He's there in our hearts. We see Him working in our lives, right? If we ask for Him. We will be close to God if we do the three things. We think about God. We talk to God. And we read about God, right? Very important things to remember. So y'all want to recite those back to me all same together? The three things? Remember what they are? What's the first one? We're going to think about God every day. Number two, talk to God. We think about God, we talk to God through prayer or in our thoughts. Close our eyes if we're sitting in a quiet room and talk to God, right? And the third one, read about God. Okay? Three important things. If you practice those every day now, even at your age, you will be close to God now. And if you keep it up throughout life, you'll always be close to God. Okay? Thank you.